good. You had a good nap? Yeah, you had a good nap. Well, I know you did. If you didn't, well, you had to get it after church tonight. Amen. You had a good meal?
Yeah,
I had a good meal, too. I got about 40 minutes of sleep. Praise the Lord. Woo, that was some good sleep. Yes, that was some good sleep. We had our elders and deacons and meeting today, and good meeting. It's good when you can say you had a good meeting.
Yeah.
Amen. Because every meeting not good. Yeah, every meeting not good. But we had a good meeting, and we're supposed to tonight. Those of you stay to go through our budget for the year, and wanna even before we get started, because I don't think I'm gonna have to get a chance to say anything at the budget presentation. Is that I want to thank the elders for doing this, for allowing the congregation to see where the money goes.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to amen if you don't want to, but a lot of churches don't see where the money goes. Whole lots of churches, even churches of Christ, that you don't know where the money is. And so thank the Lord. I thank the Lord that they're handling the money and not me. Amen. You wouldn't allow that anyway. But I don't want to have nothing to do. I don't want you saying, "Bro Gary stole some money." Amen. God is good. Let me. Tonight I've entitled my lesson "Smyrna and Philadelphia." Smyrna and Philadelphia. Some of you may have never heard those terms before. I want to put this lesson in a series, and I'm tempted to do it. I hope to do it not too far distant future. Some of you that know your Bible, I know these are the soldiers in here tonight who read your Bibles and who study the Word of God. I know you're here tonight. Many of you are reading through, as Brother Ray Wilkerson is encouraging the whole church to read through the Bible. Are there still some more sheets outside? Those can we catch up? Some folks catch up. Still got we're in the set early part of the second month. You still can catch up. And the book of Revelations is the letter of Revelations is a letter that sometimes we stay away from because it can be somewhat challenging. Because it speaks in some metaphors that are in the letter. It's one of the letters that I probably have studied the least, but I'm diving more into it now. I know Brother J.T. Allen, he's done classes on this letter of Revelation, but I encourage you to read it. We don't run from it. Brother Milton read in your hearing from Revelation chapter 1. In verse number 1. So everybody's all right, right? Okay, stay all right. Listen to this. Verse 1. The revelation, the revealing of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. And so the letter of Revelation is attributed to the Apostle John while he's on the Isle of Patmos. He had been commissioned to this isle in isolation because he was a Christian. Yes, and so he's there, and the Holy Spirit uses him to communicate to the people of God. And in particular, go to verse number 11. You amen loud. I won't be that long. Well, you like that, don't you? Yeah. In verse number 11, saying, I am Alpha, the beginning, and Omega, the first and the last. Now, this is not talking about John. John not talking about himself. He says, and what thou seest, he's talking to John. What thou seest, write in a book. You got to get in this book. You got to get in the scriptures. Without the scriptures, we wouldn't know about Jesus. Yeah, the first four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the most information. Now, guys have written books based on the gospel letters. But he said, first of all, John, I want you to make sure who's talking to you. I'm the beginning and the end. So I know everything. All things from the beginning until the end. He said, I'm the first and I'm the last. You don't need to go no further than to me. He said, what thou seest write in a book and send it. So we are reading the words of Jesus as he gives them to this apostle. And he says, write them and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia. I don't have a map for you, but this would be Asia Minor. It would be Asia Minor. It would be our present day Turkey. If some of you still don't know what Turkey is, do you? Yeah, it's all right. Look it up. Google it. Yeah, if we showed it on the map. So there are some things in the book of Revelations that are definitely metaphorical. He gives the dragons, but he's not talking about real dragons. But in this particular instance, I believe with all of my heart, he is literally talking about these churches that are in these places in Asia Minor. And these churches are fairly young at this time. And he goes on and he starts naming these churches. He says, unto Ephesus and to Smyrna. You can underline it for tonight. And unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, you can underline that one for tonight, and to Laodicea. Now, if you had time, and I was the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, chapter 20, I'd preach unto midnight about all these churches. Yeah. But can you handle? No, midnight to midnight. I couldn't stand but another 15 minutes because some of y'all happy that I got a bad leg because you know I'm not going to stand on it that long. Yeah, one of them told me, said, Brookie, I see your leg hurting. You can't stand that long so you can't preach that long. Yeah, I'm going to get it fixed, though. I'm going to get it fixed. And so tonight I just want to focus on these two for just a moment. But to us, to the soldiers tonight, I love the word of God. I'm loving it more and more as I study it more and more. See, it's without a doubt that God intended for all the churches to receive the same information. He wants the churches to be one in Christ, one in spirit, teaching the same thing about baptism, same thing about repentance, teach the same thing. You remember Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. Listen to this, 1 Corinthians 4:17. For this cause I have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you unto remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Yeah, I was in a Bible class not long ago with a young lady who's not a member of the church, and her fiance wanted her to understand what the Churches of Christ was about, and we went through a number of scriptures, and she still said, well, I don't understand. Well, you know, I know I'm not in the Church of Christ, but there, but I don't understand what's the difference. And I took her to this passage, and I said, now, from reading this passage, what do you see? And she said, okay. She said, I see. Well, we're supposed to be teaching the same thing. And see, some scripture is not hard to interpret. When the Bible say every, what does that mean? Yeah. If I said everybody in here tonight, you'll get $1,000 if everybody come up here and get it. Brother Otis is already moving this way. Yeah, you understand that. And now, suppose everybody came up here but one person. Yeah, you'd be wanting to shoot him, wouldn't you? And I said to you, well, you don't get $1,000. Why? Because everybody didn't come. And so every is not hard to understand. And that was God's intention. Even here, as the Holy Spirit is writing to John, he says, I want you to send these letters. Now, he had different things to say to these churches because they'd been around a while. They had the word of God. They knew what to do, but some of them weren't doing what God said to do. And so I just want to talk just for a minute on these two churches. And one is Smyrna, and I picked those out because they were pleasing to God. They were pleasing to God. And I just thought, I said, you know, it is good to show what people are doing wrong, but it's also good to show what people are doing right. And since the soldiers are here tonight, I just thought it would give us encouragement to know what they were doing. If they were doing right, do we want to do right? Do we want to act right? Do we want to be right? Amen. Amen. Yes, the church. Listen to Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. And I might, if you amen, realize I might not be able to do what one. But we'll see, though. We'll see. Revelation 2, 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write. Now, I don't want to misinterpret this, but I know some things are clear. He says to the angel of the church, I wonder, does the Lord have an angel for us? I just think about that for a second. Yeah. See, now, and of course, you see, some passages are so personal, they just talk straight to us. But the Lord, see, the church is not any one person by itself. It's all of us. You see, that's why every member of the church, you are important. If you're the member of this local body, that's why if you are not a member, if you have not committed your membership, you've been baptized into Christ, but you're searching. You need to search. I would agree, search. Don't make a fast decision. But as soon as you can, you need to make a commitment to a local body. Amen? Because God looks at a local body, because the elders of this church are responsible personally for this church that meets in Fifth Ward and that one alone. Yeah, and see, so we can't be just flip-flopping around going, oh, I'm broken. I'm just visiting all the churches. Well, I mean, that might be good for a little while. Yeah. But we need to make a commitment. Amen? Amen. And see, he says, these things say the first and the last, and this is equivalent in all the letters. God, he makes known who's doing the talking. He says this. He said, these things say the first and the last. That's Jesus. That's God. He says this, which was dead. Jesus was dead and is alive. Yeah, Jesus not still dead. He rose from the dead with all power, the scriptures say, in his hands. He says, then he goes on to say, I know thy works. Oh, that's a whole lesson in and of itself. Yeah, yeah. Now, in this particular time, now God sees everything. He knows what we do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But he also knows what this church is doing. Yeah. Yeah, he knows what the seasoned saints were doing on yesterday. Yeah, the whole group. Yeah, he knows what the glow girls are doing and the glowing girls. He knows what we are doing. When we are doing something in his name as the Fifth Ward Church of Christ, now what you do on your own, he knows that also. But in this particular case, he's addressing the churches, the activity that's going on in the church. And the scriptures say he knows thy works. I was giving encouragement to the brothers at the meeting a little bit early, and we were talking. This is the beginning of the year, and we had our ministry fair. And I don't want to brag. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging at all. But you know, I've been here at this church a long time, and when I was a kid, I didn't know what was going on. I was just trying to do what I was supposed to do and obey. But you get older, you see things, and you're in meetings and things like that. And at the beginning of the year, we had our ministry fair, and that's the most people, like members, I've ever seen to go over and sign up for something, to do something. And we, the church, we've been busy. I've been looking at the ministries, and we have a hard time getting all the announcements in the bulletin, all these ministries having these meetings, the zones are having fellowship, people are working. I'm just saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we want to commend you. And I know, I'm talking to we want to commend you for working for the Lord. Because the Bible said, gee, God knows our works. Amen. He knows what we do. And let's never get in a patting ourselves on the back mode. But I'm telling you, God knows what we're doing. And he says, I know your works. And it's good to be working. It's good to be working for the Lord. It feels good to work for the Lord, don't it? It does. Yeah, good. Feels good to help people and pray for people. And in the midst of all the things that go on in life, in the church. See, it's good to be working for the Lord in the midst of all the things going on in our families. Yeah. Knowing what everybody's dealing with. And we got sickness in our family. We have loved ones that we have to take care of. And you know, this morning, brothers and sisters came down. You know, Brother O'Quinn, the Quinn family, they've had all this death in their family. And he lose a full-term grandbaby. His daughter lost a child. And that hurts, church. That hurts. You know, Brother Reed is here tonight. His wife has been in the hospital since early this week. They're trying to get her count down. But Brother Reed is sitting right here. Yeah. And while life is going on, we serving the Lord. Amen. Yeah. And I look at some of you, and it gives me encouragement not to have a pity party about myself. And God knows what's going on. Yeah, he knows what's going on. And he says to this church, it seems like a fairly small church. And he says, I know your works and tribulation. Yeah. Yeah. And Lord, if we could just get out of tribulation. But we can't get out of it. We have some relief sometimes. And one of the release of our tribulations is to do the work of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You sitting at home, you know, just thinking about all your problems and all this, I got to do this. That puts you in depression right there. But when we come with the saints and we get two or three of us, four or five of us, 20 or 30 of us working together, doing a work for the Lord, it helps us, it helps others, but it helps us. Yep. As the Lord said, Smyrna right here, God said, I know what's going on. I know what you're going through. He says, I know your tribulation. Then he says, I know your poverty. Yeah. As a church, they didn't have a whole lot. And sometimes we have to be careful here at the Fieldwater Church of Cracker. We bless. We bless. We bless. You know we bless, right? Now, I'm not saying we rich, and I'm not at all, I'm not saying we rich, but we are rich. And we have access to a lot of resources, and sometimes that can be a disadvantage. People expect more, but he says, I know your poverty. I know you're not dealing with much, but see, poverty is not an excuse to do the Lord's work. And we have strugglers. We have families in the church who are thriving. We have families in the church who are struggling. But we all one. We all one family. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says to them. He says, now I know you're poverty, but then he goes on and say, but thou art rich. Yeah, oh, thank you, Lord. God looks at us differently than we look at each other. And he says, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. He says, and listen to Church of Smyrna. He says, I know you. I know your works. I know what you're doing. I also know your enemies. Yeah. And I know those who are trying to give you a hard time. It's obvious that Smyrna was made up of some Jewish Christians and God, you know, and other Jews who were still giving them a hard time. And just like in life, some folks go, look at the book of Acts chapter 14, verse 2. Acts 14, 2, he says this, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles. So the unbelievers, so you had the gospel went to the Jew first, then to the Gentile. Some believe, but a whole lot of them didn't. It says, but the unbelieving Jew, they stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Yeah, as we try to be the Lord's church and to be a light in this world. There's always going to be individuals and groups who speak against the church, who try to make it difficult for the church, for the message to go out. And some of them try to give the church a bad name. Yeah, that's those folk over there. They think they are the only ones going to heaven. Yeah, I've had one brother call me. He was so excited. He got baptized and he went and gave the news to his family. And his first thing, one of his family members said, is you a member of that cult over there? And so we had to have an hour-long conversation. He very babe in Christ, knew. He didn't know very much about the Church of Christ. And he was so excited. And then he went on the internet and found all these articles, and one of the articles was talking about the Church of Christ. He said, "Bro Gary, is the Church of Christ really a cult?" And I said, "Brother, a cult lock you up and don't let you go nowhere and tell you to give us all your money. Have we done that to you? Are you free to go here and there, wherever you want to go? You worshiping on your own? Do we act like a cult to you?" Yeah. The scripture says, verse 10, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Then this part of the passage, I normally don't quote at all, Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, he says to the church of Smyrna, and thus he says to all of us, he said, "Be thou faithful unto death." And the unto death, I think it has a dual meaning. Of course, we're to be faithful until we die. You know, till we say our last breath, we are to be faithful. But I believe the correct interpretation of this, because of the tribulations they were going through, because some of the things they hadn't been through yet, but it's possible they could go through, because even their very life was shallow. He says, even in the face of death, if somebody is trying to kill you and trying to for you to denounce that you are a member of the Lord's church, you've been baptized into Jesus Christ, you're no longer under Judaism, you're under grace and truth. If somebody threatens your life, he says, stay faithful. Yeah, stay faithful, stay faithful, stay in the Lord. And that is our message to us, to the soldiers, to the saints, to the strugglers, through whatever you're going through you, whether it's a relationship, whether it's our job, if you don't have many resources, God knows our works. Let's keep doing his works until we die. Amen. Just like the church of Smyrna, that God in heaven knew their name. He knew who they were. He sent an angel to write about them. He set this example in the Bible for us to talk about, to read about, to encourage each other, even in 2020. And so that's the message for us tonight, is to be faithful until we die. God is good. Amen. I know I said Philadelphia. We'll save that one for another time. God is good. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, you need to be. You come to Jesus by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, well, we sing a song, "Oh, Why Not Tonight? Oh, Why Not Tonight?" You come by faith, believing that Jesus is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of all of your sins, to confess Christ, you can be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. If you're here and you have a prayer request, we'll pray for you. If you're here and you want to get something right and you want us to pray for you, we'll do that tonight. Won't you come as we stand and sing?
There's a fountain free, it is for you and me. Let us haste, oh, haste to its brink. It is a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. So will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'tis a fountain open for all. There's a living stream with a crystal gleam from the lawn of life. Now it flows while the waters roll. Let the weary soul hear the call that for freely go. So will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
Time has been set aside for collections. We have an example from Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. It reads, "Now about the collection for God's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up so when I come, no collection would have to be made. Let us give."
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join that happy band. And there'll be no tears, there'll be no tears, no tears of their sorrow, and pain will all have flown. And there'll be no tears, there'll be no tears, no tears of them, no tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting, waiting up yonder, where we shall spend that endless day. There with our Savior will be forever, where no more sorrows can dismay. And there'll be no tears, there'll be no tears, no tears of their sorrow, and pain will all have flown. And there'll be no tears, there'll be no tears, no tears of their, no tears in heaven will be known. And there'll be no tears, there'll be no tears, no tears of their sorrow, and pain will all have flown. No tears, there'll be no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you at this moment to thank you for this opportunity to give back a portion of our financial blessings. And Father, we thank you for everyone that's here. We pray for the ones that were able to give, who were not able to give. We hope and pray that the ones that were not able to give can give back a portion at the next appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
It's recorded in Acts 20 and 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached.